MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Moshe Muyaba, Vice President, Auto SA at TransUnion. Moshe, appreciate the time today. The latest TransUnion Vehicle Pricing Index for Q2 2024 is out. I suppose to start, tell us a bit about the Vehicle Pricing Index. What is the report? What's it looking at?
Greetings, Simon, and greetings to your listeners. Thank you so much for having TransUnion on your show today. Highly appreciate it. Simon, thank you for that question. But before I go into that, I'd like to mention that 2024 marks 100 years of new vehicle sales manufacturing in the country, where the first vehicle went off a production line in 1924. So this is a huge milestone for our industry, which contributes approximately 5.8% to the country's GDP. So I just wanted to answer that.
If we look at the report, and it's totally blown my mind there, 1924, I didn't realize it was 100 years of cars, and 5.8% is more than I would have thought of GDP. Vehicles as a sector in South Africa is absolutely significant, not just in terms of, you know, we like to have cars, but in terms of employment and, as you mentioned, GDP, and of course, a lot of it's exported. So it really is a critical sector in the economy.
Absolutely. And pre-COVID, there was a time where the sector was contributing 7-8%, Simon. So it's a major contributor to the GDP. But coming back to your question, what is VPI? So TransUnion has been sharing our vehicle pricing index data for the past decade. Mm-hmm. And this really talks to the relationship between vehicle price increases between new and pre-owned vehicles. And we draw this data from 15 original equipment manufacturers, which we call OEMs, mm-hmm. and we utilize South Africa's vehicle asset financing data. So if I were to go straight into it, Simon, indeed, you've mentioned we released our VPI report today. And what does it tell us? It tells us, Simon, that the continued economic pressures definitely affect the automotive industry. Mm-hmm. But once again, I think it's really important to mention that whilst we are reflecting in quarter two, there's been some positive green shoots coming through in the last 2 months. What am I referring to? The 0.25 basis point interest rate relief, reduced fuel prices, and the improved power supply. So whilst we are challenged, and I'll get into a bit more detail on quarter two, whilst we were challenged in quarter two, we're very optimistic as TransUnion, together with our automotive body NAMSA about the latter part of this year. Quarter two was challenging. We saw new vehicle prices drop by 6% year on year, Simon. And that, you know, I often say numbers don't lie. So that coming very close to the vehicle asset finance data of vehicles financed in South Africa, dropping by 3.7% in the previous quarter and 6.1% to us year on year. So those were the challenges, and that just talks to, like I say, the continued economic pressures. But we remain optimistic.
Are we seeing a shift into perhaps more used vehicles as opposed to new vehicles, simply because a used vehicle should be cheaper? It's invariably going to be an easier spending for a consumer.
Absolutely. You know, consumers, including myself, we are really, really tightening our belts under the current economic trading conditions. So it talks to affordability, Simon, and you've asked a very good question there. The trend of customer preference towards used vehicles, you are 100% correct. And this trend actually started post-COVID. So just to put it into context, in quarter two 2024, the price of new vehicles increased by 4.4%, Simon, mm-hmm. with an average vehicle finance number of 400,000 rand, which was a 2.3% increase from quarter one. In the meanwhile, the increase on pre-owned vehicles was a marginal 0.6% on pre-owned vehicles. So it goes to show that consumers would definitely lean more towards pre-owned vehicles. Now, here's another interesting data set here, Simon. TransUnion conducts a quarterly consumer pulse survey. And the feedback that we got from our customers in quarter two is a very strong concern around affordability and cost of living. As an example, in 2024, this year, the average cost of a household food basket in South Africa is 5,324 rand. Mm-hmm. Simon, that's the cost of an installment of a vehicle. So if I put myself in the consumer's shoes, it goes without saying, what would I prioritize? Would I prioritize feeding my family or purchasing a new vehicle? And that is the reality of our consumers at the moment. So it talks to affordability, And yes, there is a preference of pre-owned vehicles.
I take your point. I mean, it's a stark choice, but in many senses, an easy choice. But what we also saw from the report is, and you've mentioned, it's been tough being a consumer. All the stories. I mean, yes, the rates are coming down, the inflation's coming down, petrol's coming down, but, you know, it wasn't for a long time. Yet delinquencies have remained fairly consistent. That says, notwithstanding a tough environment out there, South African consumers are, I mean, perhaps we can credit them with making really good decisions. You mentioned the food basket and being careful with their vehicle purchases.
And this is where there is a glimmer of hope and light at the end of the tunnel. So whilst we see a decline in new vehicle sales, whilst we see a decline in vehicles that are being financed, we as consumers have now educated ourselves and cared and focused enough to manage our credit and credit scores. So the delinquency rate has also declined and improved. So that is the good news story. And what does this mean from a data set and TransUnion's perspective? When, and you've spoken to it, Simon, when inflation stabilizes, when the interest rates continue to give us some relief, and there's discussions, economists optimistic, saying maybe we might have another one or two interest rate cuts before the end of the year, and we maintain the improved power supply and the fuel costs reduce. What happens now is that all these consumers who are now credit focused, when the economy opens up, it now completely shifts their positioning to being able to afford new vehicle sales because they now qualify for it and they've managed their credit scoring over time. And that really talks to how do we bolster the automotive industry, and that'll increase new vehicle sales and we'll be able to reach a broader consumer base. And that talks to financial inclusion. They manage their credit scoring, they qualify for finance, and now we don't exclude as many people as some of the consumers face at the moment.
Yeah, and it does, as you say, it puts us in good stead to, well, to get that 5.8% back in time to pre-pandemic numbers. We'll leave it there. Moshe Moyaba, Vice President, Auto SA TransUnion, really appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.